The Sweet Trap of Anticipation. Yevgenia read El Deserto numerous times. She even learned Italian and perhaps married an Italian so she could read it in the original. Yet she never had the heart to reread the painful ending. I presented the Black Swan as the outlier, the important event that is not expected to happen. But consider the opposite, the unexpected event that you very badly want to happen. Drogo is obsessed and blinded by the possibility of an unlikely event. That rare occurrence is his raison d'être. At 13, when she encountered the book, little did Yevgenia know that she would spend an entire life playing Giovanni Drogo in the antechamber of hope, waiting for the big event, sacrificing for it, and refusing intermediate steps, the consolation prizes. She didn't mind the sweet trap of anticipation. To her, it was a life worth living. It was worth living in the cathartic simplicity of a single purpose. Indeed, be careful what you wish for. She may have been happier before the black swan of her success than after. One of the attributes of a black swan is an asymmetry in consequences, either positive or negative. For Drogo, the consequences were 35 years spent waiting in the antechamber of hope for just a few randomly distributed hours of glory, which he ended up missing. When you need the Bastiani fortress. Note that there was no brother-in-law around in Drogo's social network. He was lucky to have companions in his mission. He was a member of a community at the gate of the desert, intently looking together at the horizon. Drogo had the advantage of an association with peers and the avoidance of social contact with others outside the community. We're local animals, interested in our immediate neighborhood, even if people far away consider us total idiots. Those Homo sapiens are abstract and remote, and we don't care about them, because we don't run into them in elevators or make eye contact with them. Our shallowness can sometimes work for us. It may be a banality that we need others for many things, but we need them far more than we realize, particularly for dignity and respect. Indeed, we have very few historical records of people who've achieved anything extraordinary without such peer validation. But we have the freedom to choose our peers. If we look at the history of ideas, we see schools of thought occasionally forming, producing unusual work unpopular outside the school. You hear about the Stoics, the academic skeptics, the cynics, the Pironian skeptics, the Essenes, the surrealists, the Dadaists, the anarchists, the hippies, the fundamentalists. A school allows someone with unusual ideas with the remote possibility of a payoff to find company and create a microcosm insulated from others. The members of the group can be ostracized together, which is better than being ostracized alone. If you engage in a black swan dependent activity, it's better to be part of a group.